This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What do you think? Find out here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan in the focus here. Thinking is something very important. I believe we all need to ask questions. I was just looking at some pictures taken yesterday on my farm of a youngster who wanted to sit on the seat of a tractor. He had no fear. His parents were happy to have him experience the things on the farm. That's one of the reasons I do what I do on the farm, because I want children not to be afraid. So many children today are so full of fear about everything. Kids come to the farm, they hear the tractors, and they scream and run away and put their hands over their ears. Or they get close to a cow, and they get afraid because the cow is big. Just because it's big doesn't mean the cow is scary. The cows are fun, and they want to know. They're as curious about you as you are about them, which is the fun thing about it. But to see the children experiencing, and we let the chickens run all over the yard, and there are 25, 30 chickens just running all over the place, and the kids look at the chickens, and the chickens look at the kids, and the chickens run in amongst the ducks and the goats, and so they see all these animals living together, and it is supposed to be, whether it's taken that way or not, this is a demonstration of life and how various species get along, like I want the world to get along. And I show that or demonstrate it by finding animals. I'm trying to find a pig now that will get along, a family-friendly pig, domesticated pig, that will just wander around the yard. And
I have a few people I've dated in the past. Who
yeah, perfect. Yes. All right, so Jennifer, we have... There's some can stuff that we probably ought to talk about in terms of what's going on. I see so much stuff we've been trying to get away from. If it leads, it bleeds. But every once in a while, you have to start with something that sort of bleeds.
No, the crime numbers are astronomical. My Wall Street Journal just did an analysis of crime statistics among the 50 largest cities in the country, and they found that reported homicides were up 24% so far this year to 3,612. That's according to the writer of the report. Chicago is the worst hit, and it has tallied more than one of every eight homicides that happen in this country happen in the city of Chicago. Think about that. Think about how large it's been ignored. It's been ignored. It's been ignored for decades. No one wants to get in there and actually clean things up. And it's really unfortunate because as part of the Black Lives Matter movement, there are black people who are dying every day in Chicago. And we don't talk about it because a lot of it is black on black crime. So if we really are serious about protecting lives, this is a place we really have to start. And I guess the murder rate, they still say, is low compared to previous decades, but other types of serious crime is also on the rise. Now, in New York City, and this is close to Victoria, the New York City shootings have already surpassed the 2019 numbers. They are already at 777.
We're only in the eighth month.
We're only in the eighth month, and we've already surpassed what happened in 2019. This is pretty much par for the course if you look at Portland and Seattle and other cities. Also on the list, things are just growing as far as the violence goes in these areas. So a lot of people trying to figure out how to get control back over American cities. And I don't use control as a scary word, but certainly whatever we're doing to try to stop it right now is not working. And so there has to be something that changes, whether that means we get more serious about the right kind of policing, whether we look at penalties. I know in California we've had crime going up because we've lowered the bar so much. We had, while I was gone, we had a fire that broke out, several fires, and one at the end of my street, essentially. And that was set by an arsonist who was arrested, let out of jail, and he went back to the place and set the same fire again. Firefighters had to go deal with it twice in a 24-hour
period. How can
we
be considered an advanced society when this kind of stuff is going on? This is the, I mean, we don't need the Chinese to come and try to take us over or destroy us. We're doing a great job of it ourselves. Some people say, well, it's liberalism, and other people will blame conservative thinking. No, it has nothing to do with that. Well, it may have something to do with it, but it's not because. It's just a lack of common sense. And it's like what I was talking about with regard to the farm. It's being bred, the fear is being bred into us, and the common sense is being bred out of us. And it goes far, whether it's the parental stuff, whether it's what goes on in school, maybe even what goes on in churches or organizations of worship, if youngsters are going, it's everywhere, that everybody is afraid of everything, and we can hold ourselves accountable because we let the GD news media, in large part, they set the agenda, and if they aren't, somebody, you know, the Chinese are setting, whoever's setting the agenda, but we aren't thinking for ourselves. That's a lot of what I was just talking about in terms of thinking about stuff. You think that's bad? Listen to this. With regard to looking at crime numbers, here are the 12 cities that snoop on you the most. That is, the cities where you're being watched and carefully watched by all sorts of organizations, whether it's law enforcement, surveillance, for the sake of surveilling, supposedly to stop terrorism and violent crime. It isn't doing a very good job under the circumstances, at least according to the stats that Jennifer just went through. The snooping that goes on here and in China, Great Britain, Europe, but in terms of our own country, according to Comparatech, which is a website that helps consumers research and compare tech services, here are the top surveillance conducting cities in the U.S. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
In Atlanta, Georgia, there are 7,800 cameras. Keep in mind that there are 500,000 people that live in Atlanta. So that's 15 cameras per 1,000 people. In Chicago, there are 35,000 cameras for 2,690,000 people.
Quite the TV show they're watching.
13 cameras per 1,000 people. I mean, think about it. Chicago is way far 10 times more cameras. Let's see. The closest one is New York City that has 11,000 cameras for 8,660,000 people. 1.2 cameras per 1,000 people. But think about it. I mean, just think about Chicago, with all of those cameras. Washington, D.C. has 4,000 cameras. San Francisco, 2,700. San Diego, 3,600. Dallas, Texas has 347 cameras. That's it. Philadelphia, 730. Houston, 1,300. Detroit, 500. Miami, 450. Boston, 1,552 cameras. For 700,000 people, that's a little over 2 per 1,000. But Chicago, with all those cameras, and they can't get to the bottom of the crime that's there?
Well, makes you think they don't want to.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
35,000 cameras. What'd you start to say, Victoria?
Well, there's also a lot of gang stuff, too, and that's not always easy to identify, you know, people. I think, look, Jussie Smollett, that actor guy, remember, the fake attack? He's the only person in Chicago who actually went out and looked for a camera, and the camera he happened to find that he thought was going to capture his quote-unquote attack was not working. But other than that, I think people know how to avoid cameras. If you're up to no good, you're going to know in Chicago there are more cameras than anywhere else.
That begs the question, what are the cameras for? If you're up to no good, you know where they are. So the people who are being caught are people who are...
Who's being caught from cameras? I think of them as traffic violations.
Yeah, well, watch a lot
but
of the
whether or not, I mean, the way that you can get into gangs is by good policing, by good undercover policing.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of encouraging that, we are discouraging it, and we're trying to pull cops out of cities where they are clearly needed. I mean, one in every eight murders in this country in Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
pretty
look at
funny.
All the cameras.
Well, you also have to take into account that we have record unemployment right now. And unemployment is always tied to violent crime. Always.
But you know what? That's not an excuse in Chicago. It's just not.
I'm just saying this has been going on.
It's been going on in Chicago for a decade. And, you know, you would think that this would have been something that President Obama would have prioritized to try to go in there and try to help Chicago, especially with the close ties that he has to that city. He didn't do it. He's failed. The local government has failed. It's
a failure today. It's still a failure.
Still a failure. That's what I mean. It's been a failure. It's not new. This isn't a new problem.
No. And how it's dealt with is just, under the circumstances, is too little too late. The Doug and Victoria clip of the day, because Jennifer wasn't around last Friday when we had this conversation, and the clip of the day usually follows within 24 hours or the next cycle of programs. So if you want to know what we were thinking last Friday when it came to the latest tweet from the president caused an uproar in both parties, you have that discussion to listen to, the clip of the day, and all, actually. If you'd like to listen to the DJV show any time of the day during the day, you can do that pretty easily. Just follow us there or on social media, facebook.com/DJV show. But the audio is at DJVshow.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock
and I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone. Cause I know in the morning I'll be calling.
Audio and music time here on the DJV program at 23 after the hour. This is Dan and Shay singing I Should Probably Go to Bed. This is for the people who are going through their thing like Jennifer had been this past week. Rest, sleep it off. So the release of this song is the first new music since their collaboration with Justin Bieber called 10,000 Hours. When Dan and Shay were on the road earlier this year, Dan Smyers said he'd retreat to his bunk after the show. He'd get stoned and immerse himself in the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. He discovered the isolated a cappella tracks to the 1966 album online, studied the way Brian Wilson arranged the intricate vocal parts. And Dan cites the intricate vocal arrangements of bands like Queen and the Beach Boys with their inspiring way of making this song sound the way it does. He said, quote, I listened to those old records when vocals were so important. The most impressive thing to me about all of this, those guys did it for real. They did it live, they'd rehearse and have to sing it as a group. Dan recorded the song during quarantine at his home studio in Nashville, playing all of the instruments, the piano, the drums, the bass, the acoustic guitar, and building an orchestra of strings on his synthesizer. Dan and Shay began writing I Should Probably Go to Bed while in Los Angeles for the Grammy Awards this past year, where they won their second Grammy for their performance of Speechless. The idea was to come up with a new signature song with an instantly recognizable intro like their other Grammy winner, Tequila. It would instantly grab the audience's ear, could potentially open their headlining tour. I think what I find most interesting about all of the things in this story is that he admits to going home, jumping into his bed and getting stoned. Now that seems to be a lot of people doing, I guess. Right?
Well, I like that song Tequila, and the 10,000 Hour song with Bieber was that was a great song. I don't know if you're going to start saying how much Brian Wilson, you know, influenced this song, make it a better song, because I think this is not a good song.
This doesn't sound like the Beach Boys.
No.
Sounds
and
like you're stoned.
Put this in the category actually with the Beach Boys. I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Too many tokes. One toke over the line, perhaps. Yeah.
I mean, no one would ever think this song and the Beach Boys. Like, there's no influence to
not
it.
Not at all.
Right.
No. No, it's a terrible. He needs to leave the...
He should probably go to bed.
Right. And not get stoned. All right, 26 after the hour. Now it's time for the Zac Brown Band here on the DJV Show. Going back to their breeziest country hits with a new song. Let's listen to this for a second called You and the Islands. I like this song.
I like this too.
Yeah. It's the group's second digital single of the year, following The Man Who Loves You the Most. You and the Islands was recorded by the band in quarantine, during which the group was forced to cancel all of their dates for the rest of the year. In early July, Zac Brown Band gave a free live stream concert to benefit Camp Southern Ground and its program supporting veterans. The Fourth with a Family event, as it was dubbed, featured an acoustic performance of the group, raised $1.5 million for the cause. The group's most recent album, The Owl, was released back last year. But I think this is... The Zac Brown Band is one of those kind of in the middle bands. Would you all agree?
They're so good. Yeah. It's like a starter drug, I think, when people say, ugh, I don't like country music.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida ended up getting some heavy bands of rain and some gusty winds along its southeastern coast from tropical storm Isaias, but now it's expected to become a hurricane again later today as it approaches the Carolinas and gets ready to head up the eastern seaboard. Daniel Brown is a senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, and he says those hurricane conditions probably won't last for long.
It will likely weaken once it moves into eastern North Carolina. However, still expect expected to remain a tropical storm as it moves across near the mid-Atlantic coast.
Tomorrow, the storm is expected to impact the mid-Atlantic, perhaps reaching in as far as Washington, D.C. Thousands have been told to evacuate as a huge Southern California wildfire keeps getting bigger, the Apple Fire burning in rugged terrain in Riverside County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The world's biggest annual motorcycle rally is going to be happening despite COVID-19 spikes, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Sturgis is on. The message has been broadcast across social media as South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections over recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to rumble through western South Dakota seeking the freedom of cruising the boundless landscapes in a state that has had no lockdowns. The August 7th through 16th event, which could be the biggest anywhere so far during the pandemic, will offer businesses that depend on the rally a chance to make up for losses caused by coronavirus. Though only about half the usual number of people are expected at this year's events, residents are split as the city weighs their options. Many are worried that the rally will cause an unmanageable outbreak of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott encouraging all flags in Texas to be lowered to half staff for the first anniversary of the El Paso Walmart shooting a year ago. 21-year-old Patrick Crucius allegedly shot and killed 23 people. And an executive producer of the Ellen DeGeneres Show says that the show is not going to be canceled. Andrew Lassner taking to Twitter after a follower hinted that the show was being canceled due to allegations of a toxic work environment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at your service and on your side. Sometimes it's a lot of work, but I love it. Sometimes it's not work at all. It depends on what's going on, how we sort of corral ideas. There's been sort of a rebirth of new ideas, new thinking recently going along with the progress. Some people think we're not making much progress. Other people think we are. I think it's awareness, progress and awareness are the same thing as far as I'm concerned. Learning and growing, loving the adventure that we are going through. It's not always pleasant, but at the end of the day, you know, whether it's the reality of what we are experiencing collectively or the individual things like Jennifer's going through all of this stuff with the COVID, she and her family, that's an experience that it will, it's... When you have, as you go forward, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other people in the family, a story to tell and maybe a lesson attached to it, Jennifer, I think that that's part of what, you know, this is all about. We're discovering things that are very important for us to discover. So, Brian Cranston, Victoria,
everything,
you were saying.
Everything happens for a reason, I guess, right?
Yep,
that's
for sure.
What you have to believe, yep.
Yep. Victoria was saying Brian Cranston has COVID. He's recovered.
He said he had a slight headache and he had some tightness in his chest and he lost his taste and smell. So he said he had a very mild case, but over the weekend he posted a bunch of pictures on social media and Instagram encouraging people to, he was donating plasma, and so he was encouraging people to do that.
What does that involve? Will you explain what
that,
I think people should hear.
It's just a blood withdrawal.
Yeah. And then they take it and they turn and put it in a machine, don't they, and kind of work the plasma out of the... And
you know,
then
the
that's used to treat people.
That are really sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've used it in... See, the problem, though, is there's not a whole lot of information about how the plasma has been used. There are some studies that are ongoing. In certain hospitals, the girl who... My hairstylist has had a client whose grandmother was 98 years old, got COVID. She was in Manhattan on a ventilator. They gave her the plasma treatment, and she fully recovered at 98 years old from a ventilator. So there are stories out there that are anecdotal, but at the same time, you know, we just don't have a lot of information on a national level. So people donating plasma, my in-laws, Lewis's parents and sister had, all three of them had COVID. His grandmother didn't survive it, but all three of them had COVID. They recovered. They had very mild symptoms, and they all donated plasma as well. So I think a lot of people have caught on to that, and they are donating. But I don't know. We just don't seem to have that much information on it, on the treatment itself.
Yeah, I think that's, well, it's just, round and round we go. Yeah, you see this stuff all over. I noticed with interest. What's that, Jen?
I got to tell you, one of the things that I think is really most disappointing, just kind of being in the throes of this, is that because there is a lack of information, you have a lot of scared doctors out there who are not providing the care and the support that patients need.
Why are they scared? Why are the doctors scared?
Malpractice.
Malpractice.
Sure, yeah.
And I think
you
also...
Think about that.
I mean, I'm not going to speak yet about what my course of treatment was because I want to wait till it's all through. But I will tell you that I do have hydroxychloroquine in my home. And I will tell you that the doctor that prescribed it to me got harassed by the pharmacist who he requested it from. And...
what ignorance.
So it's, but this is just
it's
it.
A double-edged
I think there's,
sword, though, Doug.
There
Jen
is,
and I were
there
talking
is,
about that during the break, too. It's a double-edged sword. You know, it's not everyone is a candidate for it.
Right, exactly. But not everybody that is prescribed to automatically because it came from out of the lips of Trump, not even first. I mean, we started talking about it long before Trump did here. Because we were observant.
And
the fact that it's become so politicized, I agree with you, Victoria. What I've read suggests that maybe 8 out of 10 people might be able to use it, but the two who shouldn't use it shouldn't use it.
I mean, they're still prescribing hydroxychloroquine for lupus every single day. They're still doing it for people who travel. I think what's disappointing, excuse me, is that... When you feel like you're kind of in the Wild West, and it's, you know, I think back to my grandfather, who I used to call Bunky, the great Bunky Horn, who always said you have to be your own doctor, your own lawyer, your own car mechanic, and his words echo in my head, and we overlooked him at the time.
On everybody
but
else.
You can't, because right now, I think the majority, and I love my doctor, he's a personal friend, I've really have gotten no guidance from him. And it's the truth with, I think, a lot of other people that I've talked to. They feel kind of out there on your own. And God forbid, you don't want to go to the hospital because you don't, you know, you're afraid you're not going to get back out of the hospital again if you go in there and you can't be with your family. You're shut off from everybody. So it's like, it is, you really have to get yourself into a position where you can deal with things yourself, because I honestly, you cannot rely on the doctors to have that information.
Keeper.
Yeah, because
you are your own keeper.
Everybody believes their own studies. Everybody believes their own politicians. Everybody's going to believe where they're coming from, and no one really has an idea.
And by the way, it's your responsibility, not the doctor's. You might want to get advice from the doctor, but it's your responsibility, and not even with the COVID in mind, but in keeping your tabs on your body, keeping tabs on your health, keeping tabs on what it is that makes life worth living. That's not up to anybody else but you. That's who. It's not somebody else.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have guidance, though.
Yeah, that is true. And see, the part of the problem of labeling this, and you know, yes, this the hydroxychloroquine became very political when Trump started talking about it, and people who didn't like Trump, you know, didn't they wanted to rail against it.
If he hadn't talked about it, it would be an entirely different game.
It might be, but I was telling Jen during the break that, you know, one of our very close friends, he's a few years older than me, he's an ER doctor at Mount Sinai in Manhattan, which was the epicenter of where COVID hit. It was like a war zone. And he is a big Trump supporter. His whole family is. They're all doctors. And none of them feel comfortable prescribing hydroxychloroquine unless you are hooked up to an EKG and they know exactly what's going on with your heart. And so it's not... That's the problem. Everybody says, well, it's either Trump says to take it or not. And there are most people and most medical professionals are in the middle. My family is all in Europe, and there are numerous studies that have shown that if you're not a perfect candidate for that combo, that cocktail of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, it's had pretty devastating effects, and people have died. So it's just it's not.
Well, the same could be said for the other stuff.
Yeah, and Trump says it, don't take it, or, you know, the middle is where, that's where, you know, everyone should really be. Forget about the political stuff on the left and right. Stay in the middle lane is where there's sanity.
Well, and I think, you know,
that goes for everything, Victoria.
Yeah, I know. I'm not discounting those studies either, but then one of the other things that you read when you have this is that this can damage your heart. And it can, and so then the question is, are those patients sick because they took the hydroxychloroquine, or are they sick anyway in their heart because of the coronavirus?
And they haven't been diagnosed because they haven't gone to the doctor, they haven't had medical care.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. We don't really know. We do know that the virus can damage your heart, like Jen said. But if you're already at that point, maybe the hydroxychloroquine is what pushes people over the edge, and then it's the point of no return. So it's dangerous for people to be at home with a prescription of it. And I don't mean Jen, because you are much more informed than most people about this. But, you know, like, people just trying to get a prescription of it to take it at home preventatively or whatever, it doesn't even do anything to prevent you getting COVID. So that was another misleading thing that I honestly really wish Trump hadn't done, because he said he took it for 2 weeks preventatively, and I really wish he hadn't put that message out there.
Yeah,
if he wanted to do it privately, fine, do it privately with your doctor. It didn't need to be public because it confused people even more.
It's not a preventative. No matter how you slice it, it will not prevent it. Period. End of story. Interesting that the Russians are administering vaccinations, they say.
Oh, I can't wait to get a Russian vaccine.
Yeah, right, exactly. It'd be like having a Chinese vaccine.
Yeah.
So anyway, their health minister there says a state research facility has finished clinical trials. Now it's on its way to be registered with what their FDA. That's got to be an interesting, exciting experience. If it's registered... teachers and healthcare workers. Excuse me, there is the old allergies. I spent the day yesterday here on the farm on hay wagons, unloading them and putting them in the hay loft. If that's not great, and then with the rain makes the pollen even more polluted, more powerful. Anyway, so the Russians are bragging about them being ahead of the Western world in the race for developing a vaccine. But as Victoria just said, maybe this is our own prejudice. I wouldn't take a Russian vaccine. I wouldn't.
So, like, yeah, we're
rather take one from Russia than China these days.
Well, I would like to take. What's the matter with America?
If you have a choice.
How would anyone trust that? The rest of the developed world is saying that a vaccine, realistically, one that works, couldn't, and that is safe, maybe it's the end of the year, but that's at the very earliest, and yet Russia says, no, in another 2 weeks, we've got a vaccine, it totally works. Who would trust that?
Fauci said, I hope that the Chinese and the Russians are actually testing the vaccine before administering it to anyone.
Yeah.
See, I don't think they are. Or they don't care if they kill a bunch of people. What do they give a damn? They don't care about that.
They don't care.
The head of the Russian Direct Investment Fund said all necessary measures have been taken to ensure that the vaccine is safe and the data will be available. Who believes that?
Right.
More than 100 possible vaccinations are being developed around the world at the moment. 20 are in clinical trials, and we've got one or two. We've got two or three, actually, here in this country that I think we feel fairly close to, at any rate. That's
Putin's going to go on camera, look like he's getting a shot. It'll be a shot of B12 or steroids.
Right, yeah.
And so, you know, and then he's going to tell everybody, because he's always roided up. So he's going to tell everybody it was the vaccine.
So in England, Boring Boris has announced that he's pushing back the country's next stage of lockdown, or easing of the lockdown, because of the uptick in corona cases. Here's a wonderful study of how not to do it. A lot of people are pointing at us, and we haven't done as well as we might have, but talk about what a mess this England has become. A real man. What about all over? Well, how has it affected the rest of the British Isles, Victoria? What do you know about how the situation in England, the
England's
ninth most confirmed coronavirus in the world?
England was so asleep at the wheel. They just, what a mess. And there, you know what, to be honest, if England, if we handled it the way England did, our entire country would be infected right now and overrun.
Yeah.
But the what's working in their favor is they're an island and they don't have a huge population. So, but it's still really bad.
60, 70 million people. Yeah, it isn't. It's not good at all.
Well, I mean, compared to, you know.
Right,
us,
exactly.
But,
there's a mask mandate now.
Yeah.
Expanded to cover museums, places of worship, but they're still kind of behind the curve, it would seem.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I noticed
their food supply was totally, they were relying on food coming from Ireland and France. They just they were totally asleep at the wheel.
Jennifer, Notre Dame says they're going to withdraw from hosting the presidential debate because of the virus. So what does that do to the presidential debate supposed to be
right?
September 29th, where it's Case Western Reserve now, right?
Yeah, I think, I don't
What's
see a problem. If you don't have an audience, then I don't see a problem with having the debate. You've got two people on a stage, socially distanced. You've got moderators. It can be done safely.
You can be sure they'll be socially distant, those two.
And it should be. I mean,
yes. Yeah.
It has to happen.
Okay, well, let's see how that, September 29th, so we're right. Well, what are we, about 90 days away from the election? Something like that, 91 days, something like that, The anxiety that we're talking about here, brought on by the pandemic, one of the podcasts that I do, one of the shows I do is called Your Hidden Power, and the most recent episode is episode 153. They're all listed there in order what the subject matter is, but this may be a good listen for you. For those of you who are listening to Jennifer talk about her anxiety, or maybe you know a lot of people who are just plain anxious because of the situation with the virus, you can listen to how a person who's a professional counselor named Katie Beecher has dealt with it and is dealing with it with her clients and patients. So if you want to get some tips on how to reduce your anxiety level because of the pandemic, you might go find in the latest episode of Your Hidden Power. It's at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People asked me what
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Three after the hour, time for our weekly visit with Tom Kreitler, Tommy the K, from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. First of all, can you help me, Dr. Kreitler, get rid of all of the allergies that are affecting my voice?
I saw a funny post the other day. It was like a teenager. In fact, our friend Dave Graveline had put it up, and he said,
"Oh yeah."
Can you still get real sick, or is it only COVID sick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He used to be on with me all the time. I used to call him Grave Dave Line. He never knew what to make of it. He didn't know what to do with that. Yeah, he is a good guy. All right. He's one of these people like you, the journeyman people that have experienced real life, and they tell those stories on the air, man. There's no substitute for that. A lot of the theorists wasting your time where people like you and Dave have actually lived it. You breathe what it is. You're working in the trenches, so you know in your case what's going on. And people from top to bottom. How many years you and I have been friends? 20 years? How long?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Time. Yep.
Whenever you started that show, you came on this program. How long has the Money Pit been on the air? 20.
Well, yeah, over 20 years now.
20 years. Yeah. Yeah. So that's when you and I first got together. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So there is that experience, the authority of experience is what makes the show worthwhile, what makes your advice worthwhile, and what makes going on in the program worthwhile. I thought it was interesting that I saw on your website this sweepstakes. You want to explain that before we get into some of the questions?
We got a really fun new sweepstakes going on right now through the end of the month. It is called the Money Pits, $3,450 Rev Your Engine Sweepstakes.
Why $3,450?
Because we have five prizes. that total up to $3,450. Now, let me explain. This is with NASCAR racing experience. If you are a NASCAR fan, this is the ultimate fan experience. If you win the sweepstakes, the NASCAR racing experience is a NASCAR licensee that will put you in a real competition car and teach you how to drive one of over a dozen of the nation's premier speedways. So there are five different prizes that you could win, and they're timed sessions. They put you through driver training. They put you through pit crew training, all this sort of thing. And then you get to jump in the car and take off over 100 miles an hour. You get past the other folks that are on there. It's going to be super fun.
Are you going to do it?
Me? Sure, yes. If they give me the chance.
Who else am I talking to? Yes, you.
Why not? But no, I want my listeners to win these prizes.
So well, you don't have to win the prize, but you should have the experience.
Yeah, well, yeah, so I can do it authoritatively on it. Huh? I don't think I could do a good job talking about this unless I get in the car, too.
Right.
I think you and I should do it. It's called a ride along, Doug, so they'll drive you. You
nah,
ride
you
the
and I,
driver.
Nah, you and I should go have a race.
Oh, I see. We're going to go at it?
Yeah, we'll go at it.
All right, moneypit.com/sweepstakes, enter once a day, moneypit.com/sweepstakes. The Rev Your Engines sweepstakes with NASCAR Racing Experience.
Rev those engines. Rum, 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 rum. All right, so let's get to some questions from folks who listen to you on this program, who have good, well, most of the time it's, they're good common sense questions. Lady named Corrine, who lives in Pennsylvania, says the black flexible spacers between the three big concrete slabs that make up her driveway are brittle and coming out. So this is good. Explain why they are there, too, and how to replace them if that's necessary.
Okay, so
you see them on the highway, too, by the way, when you see them on the concrete highways.
Yeah, they're expansion joints, basically, because when you
right.
pour a concrete driveway, you don't want it to be one continuous slab because it's going to break.
Crack.
So basically, you're pouring it in pieces. Now, these aren't designed to last forever, and they are going to deteriorate. So what you want to do, Corrine, is pull that out, clean out those the spaces, so you have this big sort of 4-inch thick deep void between the concrete. And then what you do is you get this stuff called backer rod, which is like a thin noodle-like piece of foam. You stick it into the slot, and you push it down until it's just below the surface, maybe a half inch or so below the surface of the concrete. And then on top of that, you apply a flowable sealant. And it comes in a caulking tube. You can find it at home centers. Quikrete makes one that I just put on my on the apron, which is the part of the driveway that goes near the house. And then that will basically permanently seal those sections together. That will expand and contract. It will be flexible. And you don't have to look at those ugly brown expansion joint thingies that they put in when they first pour the slabs.
Yeah. All right. But very important to know why they are there. And what they're doing. And don't forget now, do we clarify the Money Pit Rev Your Engine sweepstakes? Is it at moneypit.com or can they listen to the program and enter? How do they have to go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes, right?
That's right. Yep. moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day. There's ways to earn bonus entries.
Yeah.
You know, it's really fun.
All right. Don't forget the moneypit.com podcast as well.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.